This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When you ask former United States Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell what he thinks about the internet and information technology, he summons the words of Richard Danzig. Danzig, who served as U.S. Secretary of the Navy from 1998 to 2001, once compared the internet to a diet of poisoned fruit.
This is delicious for us. It makes us more productive, more effective, improves our standard of living. We can communicate in our business. But the downside of this wonderful, delicious product is it is poison, because the benefits exist, but it also introduces a level of vulnerability that someone can use that to your detriment.
McConnell shared his thoughts at a recent conference at the University of South Florida, presented by the Florida Center for Cybersecurity, also known as FC Squared. The center is state-funded, based at USF, and brings together experts from a dozen state schools to help Florida become a national leader in cybersecurity efforts. Sri Sridharan is FC Squared's managing director. He says the need for the center is obvious with every retailer or financial institution that gets hacked and every individual who falls prey to an online scam.
And we need to increase the awareness in the marketplace and how these things happen, why does it happen, who is doing it, and what we can do as common citizens and businesses to take the right steps to protect ourselves.
About 450 people attended the conference, which was titled Advancing a Holistic Approach to Strategic Cybersecurity. Sridharan says the key word is holistic.
It is not about technology. It's about psychology. It's about digital forensics. It's about cyber intelligence. It's about policy, law, compliance, you name it. And so we wanted to make sure that when we disseminate information and create the awareness of cybersecurity, we cover all aspects of cybersecurity, not just technology.
Keynote speaker Mike McConnell said his biggest worry right now is economic espionage. He pointed to accusations that countries like China are using the web to steal intellectual property from American companies to the tune of around $450 billion a year.
Nation states are taking intellectual property, research and development, business plans, innovation, and stealing them. And they take them back for competitive advantage where they can produce a product or engage in a market in a way that is a disadvantage for the United States.
Conference attendees also saw demonstrations of how hackers work. Brad Trotter is vice president of the USF White Hatters Computer Security Club, so named because they're the good guys trying to protect the internet.
We want to have the technical skills in order to do these sort of attacks. And if we know how to do these sort of attacks, then we can prevent the bad guys from doing it. It's similar to a situation where the police have to know how a criminal thinks in order to stop a criminal. It's the same idea.
Marcus Murray, who's with international IT security provider TrueSec, also shared some tips about staying safe online.
There are a lot of things you can do, but there is not one silver bullet thing. So it's like a list of things you need to know. Do like you need to have use good passwords. You should not reuse passwords. You need to have the latest versions of the operating system and the applications, which is hard if you're a normal user. You should have a local firewall, updated antivirus, all that stuff.
Because, as he points out, even with efforts like the Florida Center for Cybersecurity, the web remains a dangerous place.
Today, if you want to break into a real bank, it's really hard because we've been defending banks for hundreds of years. But computer systems, the technology is so new, so that there's new vulnerabilities every time.
If you'd like to see video from the conference or to learn more about the Florida Center for Cybersecurity and its degree programs, check out our webpage, wusf.org/universitybeats. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.